You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Good Tuesday, everybody. It's Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It is Fantasy Sports Today. Jake Seeley, Corey Parson, Matt Medica. A lot to talk about today. We got to talk about Odell Beckham again. Yay.
Oh, God.
I knew that was coming. I didn't even get to talk about, which I know Corey would have demanded we talk about, his Dallas Cowboys.
I was going to save that for the second hour, but sure.
We could do it twice. I think that you probably have enough to say to encapsulate an entire hour, would be my guess.
Well, I was thinking hour number three, we do Dez Bryant Black History Month.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. How many more days we got?
We're running out of days.
You know it's the shortest month of the year, Matt. Obviously, clearly, it wasn't going to be one of the longer months. So this would be short month. Let's get it out the way. I ran into Maria Marino downstairs, and she just came busting into the fourth floor, the Fantasy Pit of Misery. Once again, like she owns the joint. I don't know what to do. Maria Marino was taking over.
She may be the largest shareholder.
She busted in the door, knocked me upside my head with the door, and I'm like, well, what is wrong with Maria Marino?
You do seem a little rattled, and you know.
You're not allowed to just come in the fourth floor?
No, but Jake, the way she, you know, she just finished doing the NBA programming, which she does a fantastic job with. But then she don't have to bust into the fourth floor.
She's like Biggie kicking.
She was like Leo. She's like Leona Helmsley. Leona Helmsley. She's here. What do you know? It's Maria Marino.
Oh boy. So we're just taking over everything now.
How you doing?
I was gonna ask Matt how his Monday was, because I was gonna ask him how he felt about his Rangers, or my Rangers too.
You want to start?
Yeah, we'll let Maria have her moment.
How you doing, Maria?
You were talking smack about me behind my back other day.
I wasn't talking behind your back, Maria, but you busted in the studio like you own. You were busting in the fourth floor.
Excuse
like you own the joint.
Like cry about it. Like,
oh, okay.
That's saying you're a little emotional. Fantasy,
crying.
Exactly.
You know, speaking of crying, remember when Eli Manning was like lost his job? You was very emotional that day.
I was, but you know what? I own it.
You did own
I
it.
I own it.
All right.
You know what? I apologize to you, Corey. I'm going to take the high road and say I should have been more proactive about making sure that you weren't offended as I bumped into you accidentally.
Oh, the fantasy exec is now a snowflake.
But really, though, heart you. Have a good show.
Love
I'm going to leave.
Love you, Maria.
All right, bye.
Sorry, Jake.
No, apologize for me trying to run a show over here.
Sorry, Jake.
On the Rangers, though, you know what? I hated to see some of these guys go, but from what they got in return and what this team is doing, they have a lot of good young players, a lot of draft picks. So, hey, if you're going to, I guess, blow it up, blow it all up.
Yeah, I actually texted Chris Meany to find out about it. He said the only problem was like two of the players they got back are restricted free agents, but picks are more important. Mm-hmm. Have a better day than Corey, though. I know that. We have some type of future. Do you want to talk about the Cowboys next?
Let's do it, Jake. Let's get into it.
Talk about the Cowboys when we come back?
Let's get into it.
Fantasy Sports Today, Jake Seeley, Corey Parson, Matt Medica. We're coming back to talk about Corey's Cowboys. The victories begin in January. The Fantasy Sports Writers Association named Roto Experts winners of two prime fantasy baseball awards. Tim McCullough and Scott Engel joined champion fantasy ranker Jake Seeley on the mountaintop, and now their triumphs are yours with the RotoExperts.com 2018 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package. A full squad of high-profile winners such as Michael Florio and Joe Galina, they're here to help you take it all. Enter code FNTSY at checkout and join the Exclusive Edge Winners Club at RotoExperts.com. Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Jake Seeley, Corey Parson, Matt Medica. Can I ask you guys, don't you hate when your phone doesn't autocorrect all the times that it does and then you're relying on it too and it doesn't? Like, that just annoys the living hell out of
you. Yeah, no, I rely heavily on autocorrect.
But simple stuff like there, with the apostrophe T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E-A, like I don't put contractions in my phone because it autocorrects them, but then it doesn't.
I don't like the fact that when you get a new phone, you lose all, like, when I would, like,
start from scratch.
Yeah, it starts totally from scratch. Like, all the names I would just have, I start putting, like, you know, for a certain player, you put, like, two letters in and it would just spell it out. That's my
That's how piece. You know how, like, long you've been talking about a player is when it finally starts to recognize the player in your phone.
No, that's
true. You never notice that? Yeah, it starts changing words to players' names. I've had that happen before. My biggest problem, too, is, like, I hate when it changes words that are words into other words. Like, if don't change do into so or so into do, or, like, words that are actually words. If I misspell something, that's fine. But if I actually have a real word in there, don't change the real. Like, don't change food into good. I was asking the person if they want to go get food, not if they want to go get good.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I don't understand why they would do that. I can see why you would be upset about
it. Little things that aggravate me.
Yeah.
I know what aggravates you, Corey.
When people hate on my Dallas Cowboys.
Because the NFL is singling out the Cowboys and coming specifically for the Cowboys.
They are.
And it's a witch hunt, and everybody hates the Cowboys. And it's the news, in case anybody didn't see yesterday. So the original news was that Goodell was fining Jerry Jones millions of dollars for what happened with this whole trying to unseat Goodell and have all the other teams behind him and all the other type of stuff with the Ezekiel. But then that's actually not the situation, not finding him. Supposedly, he's trying to recoup the money that was spent to stop Jerry Jones from what was happening. So the official, it's still going to be millions. It's still going to be $2-4 million or something like that that he's coming after Jerry Jones for. But it's to recoup because the money, apparently other teams spent money on this as well. So, Corey, I'm going to let you go because I know you think it's all about the Cowboys and nothing to do about Jerry Jones being a crazy man.
No, Jerry, listen, I'm not here to defend Jerry Jones, but for the most part. But this right here, this is the stupidity of Roger Goodell in full throat once again. You got a situation here where you wrongfully suspend a player, don't have anything on him. Lead investigator says nothing to see here. He's going to go to court to defend his good name. Guess what? If you don't want to pay for the court, don't go to court. Say, you know what? Forget it. You're not suspended. Or better yet, say, you got a collective bargaining agreement. We're not going to court. That's all you had to do. If the money was so important, but how's the money important? The NFL hires attorneys. They're not seeking outside counsel. There's plenty of attorneys that work for the NFL. And then you're going to say, well, because of the trash he was talking, you had to lawyer up for that. Now you want that money back? This is a witch hunt for Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. He's like Vince McMahon. He know the draft is going to be in Dallas. He know people are going to come out and boo him full throat. And he wants to create this controversy. And another thing, this don't even have to be a controversy. Do it in private. But no, the NFL and Roger Goodell want to make a big story of it. So he wants to look like he's the big bad bully of Jerry Jones. I'm sick and tired of Roger Goodell. Can we fire him and bring Adam Silver to run the NFL?
I'll give my take as a non-Cowboy.
It's a witch hunt, Matt. You can't say it's not a witch hunt.
You want to know what it is? It's basically Jerry Jones went for the coup. It failed. And now this is retribution. Look, he is a product of the owners. Nothing more, nothing less, Goodell. You can hate him all you want. But if you hate him, you're saying you hate the ownership. Because all he's doing is passing along their missive.
You think the owners wanted to find Jerry Jones? The owners don't care about this. This is Roger Goodell being
the
opponent.
The owners had his back. That's how he won. The owners all took his back.
The exact quote is reimbursement of costs by owner clubs. So
yeah, no. This look, I'm not. It's not about for me liking Goodell and not liking Jerry Jones. It's Jerry Jones. You know what was the line from The Wire? You go for the king, you best not miss. And he went for Goodell, and it was unsuccessful. I mean, I get what he was doing too. He wanted to get him out. He went to play the leverage, and it didn't work. And now he's got to pay up.
Well, what cost did the NFL? They have counsel on staff to take care of issues like this. There was no cost.
Yeah, but see,
those are salaried employees.
I would assume their salary, and then when they got to go into court and stuff, it probably triggers another.
When you're on retainer, that doesn't cover everything. The retainer just means that you're there for them, and then they come in and they counsel you, and then everything on top of that that they have to do, any litigation, any type of paperwork, then you have the cost on top of that.
It's like money up front. Then, Matt,
don't go to court. If the money's an issue, don't go to court. You can say, you know what, you're not suspended. You're right, we don't have nothing, you're not suspended. Or you can say, we got a CBA. We not fooling going back and forth to court with you. Go to court with yourself. Like I said, you're not suspended.
I'm not trying to take sides here. I'm just saying, he went to get Goodell ousted, and he failed. So now, and like Jake said, it's the owner, to recoup the owner's money. There's other owners in the league, and everybody pretty much sided with Goodell. It was a losing battle for him.
Jerry Jones has made those other owners rich. Do you know the premium when the Dallas Cowboys come to town? The premium, that the price of the ticket rise when the Dallas Cowboys visit your stadium?
Everybody should bow down to the New York Yankees.
Yeah, why not? These are the money-making organizations.
So what about Tom Brady every time he comes to visit?
Full throat. You see what that they don't bring the New England Patriots don't bring the ticket prices that the Dallas Cowboys bring.
Well, did you see the price of the Carolina Panthers? You know, that's going to be so.
What's it going to be? Two?
Yeah, it's like two points. Yeah.
Corey, be realistic right now. The Cowboys don't bring the prices like they used to.
No, the Cowboys still.
Ever since Tony Romo retired, it hasn't.
There's a premium on Dallas. When you go.
They're not the top. By far.
I would think the Cowboys are the biggest draw in
the Patriots.
That's because you're a Cowboys fan.
Can we Google? Is this Googleable information?
Googleable?
Biggest draw in NFL.
It's going to be a picture
of the Dallas Cowboys.
What'd you find? Corey?
Oh, the Packers are the NFL's biggest road draw.
So there you go. So Aaron Rodgers can be all ornery and yell at everybody.
Aaron Rodgers is making the money. The Packers are the biggest draw, followed by the Steelers and the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Well, the Steeler fans are.
Well, I mean, Cowboys aren't even top three.
They're right after the Patriots.
They should probably have to pay double now.
Does it have the entire list? Where are the Cowboys?
Well, hold on. I don't think it's this. It may not have the entire list. I'm looking it up.
They don't go past 10?
It's going, for some odd reason, my computer's moving slow. It's probably tired like I am. You know what I'm saying? The Packers are the NFL's biggest road draw, followed by the Steelers, Patriots, and America's team, the Dallas Cowboys.
So fourth.
Yep.
Are they the biggest? No.
No, it's not the biggest.
What year is that from?
This is from 2015.
Okay. I think that would change over the last 2 years, and they might even fall a little bit further.
The Seattle Bengals are last. The Cincinnati Bengals are last. Fitting.
I don't even think that was the biggest news of the day yesterday, though. I mean, I think Mike Mayock, I still like Sam Darnold. I'm not off that, but why he said he was the number one quarterback, because he could play in all 32 cities, and he could play indoors and outdoors.
That was pretty crazy to me.
I'm a Mike Mayock guy. I think he's losing it. Jake, I'm curious though, Jake. As a New York Giant fan, secondly, but a savvy NFL guy, what do you think about this situation with Jerry? Just as Jerry Jones is, I mean, Roger Goodell is being a bully.
I don't think he's being a bully. I think it's kind of more like you came for me and now you're gonna get put in place.
Yeah,
I mean,
how do you not see that?
Yeah, Corey, think of it this way.
It's like Billy Hayes every day on Twitter.
Yeah. You always want to do that, especially like with leagues and Adam Rowe. Like, somebody comes for you and you beat him down, you're going to be like, I beat you down. That's what happens. You're going to come for me, I'm going to stomp you in your face.
Retribution is the word I'll use.
So Roger Goodell is playing a child's game right now. So Roger Goodell is playing get back.
He's putting Jerry Jones in his place. He's like, if you're going to come for me, you better damn well sure you're coming for me and you're going to win.
Jerry Jones's place is the owner of the most popular franchise in professional sports.
Fourth popular in the world.
Dallas Cowboys have season ticket holders. At least one season ticket holder in all 50 states, the UK and China. The Dallas Cowboys are the top organization in professional sports in the world.
I was trying to show you that my phone says 2018 and not 1999. You can't see that from there, though.
Is that an iPhone 10, Jake?
No.
It's a big one. It looked bigger than...
Nah.
Sorry.
Yeah, remember, we work for the same company.
I know. I thought you might have got a little something extra. All those packages you sell.
Yeah.
Scott's skimming off the top.
Yeah, Scott, I can believe that.
That's how he affords McDonald's.
That's how you get them Kangos. For every package Jake sells, Scott buy a new Kango.
All right, when we come back, we got to talk spring training, but I want to come back. Next segment after that, I want to come back to what Matt was saying about Sam Darnold, because I missed that. I think that's interesting. But spring training, some big news yesterday, and we never even got to Ohtani, so we still got to talk about that. So Jake, Corey, Matt, spring training, when we come back on Fantasy Sports Today.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Time to talk some spring training. Some big news from yesterday. We still didn't even get to talk about Shohei Ohtani and his greatness. But by the way, make sure get your Roto Experts exclusive edge package. It's on sale now. Version is packed with more analysis than ever. Includes all new, all day draft channel. Get prepared for draft day with a deep pool of stats and projections and improved cheat sheet generator. Get rankings from the top guy in all fantasy, Corey, you know who that is. Myself, Jake Seeley. It's always awkward to read that. Tips from award-winning insider insights from Hall of Fame, Scott Engel. Enter code FNTSY at checkout. You get a discount. Roto Experts exclusive Edge Baseball package. So right off the top, let's talk about the New York Mets and let's talk about Thor. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, Corey, but Matt wasn't around for this because the news broke in the afternoon. He's out there. Matt, what's your initial opinion? Because we already talked about this a little bit, but I want to get your initial thought. Because my initial thought was like, oh, my God, he's already throwing over 100 miles an hour multiple times coming off that injury. But then I look back and I saw that the ones that were over 91, 92, I was really concerned those were his slider. Apparently, those are mostly changeups. He barely threw his slider yesterday. And then you saw what Jose Altuve said, where if he threw that changeup at him, he's striking out 100 times out of 100. So where are you? Are you excited about what you saw yesterday, excited to see him healthy, or are you concerned that he's already throwing 100 miles an hour that many times?
No, I'm just excited that he's healthy. I'm excited about his off-season workout, how he totally flipped the script from the season before, where it was all adding muscle to flexibility now. And yeah, I watched that change up. Even one of the pitches to George Springer, he had Springer mouth and an expletive on one of those. I saw Mickey Callaway's interview after, and he made the point where he really wasn't worried because it was just free and easy. And I think that's the most. I think that's the point. If it's you're just trying to reach back and have to do that. I think he throws this hard. If he throws, like you said, his changeup is like 91. So, that's the 10% delta you kind of want from 100 to 90. So that's a good thing. I mean, I think the thing that made even more news was the shirtless Noah Syndergaard interview afterwards because it was hot out in Florida, he said.
Did you see that, Corey? Did you see him flexing the guns afterwards?
No, I did not. I wasn't checking for Mr. Syndergaard. Listen, we did this story yesterday, right? It seemed like, oh, this is the Mets doing something stupid. This kid going to throw his arm out. You know what I'm saying? But I'm quite sure yesterday wasn't his first time throwing. So, yeah, if Matt said, if he's doing it free and easy, yeah, go ahead, let it rip. You know what I'm saying? If you got it, flaunt it.
I mean, the thing is...
But do you trust the organization?
I know... Well, you can't trust this. Supposedly, didn't they fire everybody? But I know Jake had him. I don't know what your... I got to look what your rank for Syndergaard was. But if...
Seventh.
If you had all pitchers getting, say, 200 innings, he's part of the big four. He might be two, three, Yeah. So That's the whole thing. How many? I have him for 170 innings. I have him sixth behind Strasburg now. And like you watch that, you want to move him up. But you got to remember, it's spring training too. It's good to see him healthy, free and easy. I mean, Verlander looked good, but I really don't want to own any Verlander this year.
No, I'm concerned about Verlander too. But to your point, Matt, 2 years ago in 2016, he was 180 and change, and he was the fifth best pitcher. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even need 200. If you get as you're saying, if he gets 200, he's going to be up there with Kershaw and Scherzer. I mean, there's no question about it. It's just the fact that he needs to get to 200.
Yeah, innings. I mean, if he got 200 innings, I would probably, if I knew he was getting 200 innings, I'd probably put him number two or at least three.
No, I would do. I think the biggest thing, so yesterday, like I said, the initial reaction was, oh my God, this team is being stupid again. They're letting them throw 100, 100, 100, 101, 102, 101, 100. And I said, you know, that's a little bit concerning. But, you know, Corey, it's his first live game action. My bigger concern was seeing that miles per hour by pitch and seeing that nothing was under 91 and seeing those 91 and 92s, Matt. I was concerned those were sliders. And I think when you're coming off an injury like this and you're concerned about that arm and it is his first live game action, no, it's not his first time pitching, but his first live game action, and he's going 100%, that was my concern. So when I found out it was mostly change-ups, that's, I felt a lot better afterwards.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, is you can't judge everybody the same. People have different makeups, builds, and all that. Some guys can do things. Some guys can just throw the ball free and easy, 97 miles an hour. It just comes out that way. That's how they're built. Like you said, it wasn't sliders and stuff. So, like I said, it's going to come down to health. I think they're going to keep it good. I think it was Jeff Zimmerman. I want to kind of get this right. He had a tweet pretty much saying that, you know, pitchers don't go out there and throw, like, at 80%. And are at a certain mile per hour. You know, it's pretty much.
I saw that.
Yeah, you saw what I'm saying? So I know some people were saying, like Jake was saying, why is he coming out throwing, you know, so, like, max velocity and stuff? This is what he's going to do. When he's throwing his fastball, it's going to be upper 90s to 100 miles an hour. So, like I said, as long as it's, and I trust Mickey Callaway. I was ecstatic about this as him as the head coach, and he knows pitching. So if he was comfortable afterwards, I got to put my trust in him. I think he was one of the better pitching coaches in all of baseball. Now he's our head coach.
All right.
So are you satisfied with that hire, Met fans? You like Mickey Callaway?
I do.
I mean, it's a little early. I mean, I'm satisfied. Like, I like what the potential is, but we'll have to see what it turns into.
All right.
Yeah, it just wasn't. I'm happy it wasn't some, like, recyclable guy. That,
yeah. You know. Like football is bringing back somebody from like 10 years ago.
The Mets coaches.
Joe Torre out of retirement.
I know the Mets head, the Mets manager.
Manny Acta.
Jeff Fisher. You'd be like, what?
That is so Mets though.
All right, so the other big piece of news is, I don't know if you guys have seen him yet, and my initial thought was, holy crap, that can't be the same person.
Schwarber?
Kyle Schwarber. Yeah. I mean, this guy, he's not chubby and fun anymore. Like, Matt, what the hell happened to Kyle Schwarber?
Look, I'm excited because I got a lot of Schwarber shares, and when you see him now, he's stealing bases. The one thing I liked coming in is, you know, it's that player coming back. Like I said, he missed a full season 2 years ago at a young age. That you have to factor that in. It's not easy. So this kid could always hit. I don't think he's going to be a 300 hitter. You know, he has difficulties with the left-handers. That's an issue. But this guy can hit 40 home runs. I think he's more of, say, a 260 to 270 hitter than he is a 230 to 240 hitter. And on this team, look, Theo loves Schwarber. This kid made the right move. He got healthy, got in shape. Now if this kid steals like 10 or 12 bases in a season, I mean, I'm excited.
Excited.
Well, here's the thing. I always worry about when the player is healthy, and we don't use fat because we don't body shame on FNTSY radio. So I worry about when the player is healthy, a bigger structured boned gentleman,
a male Monique,
and he loses all that weight. I think that the performance could go down because they're not comfortable. Well, they may be like comfortable and like the way they look in the mirror and stuff like that, but I think the chubbiness was a part of his game.
I'll agree on, like, you know, like Jonah Hill, right? That's a kid from Superbad and stuff.
Yeah,
like
that.
He's much better fat. I enjoy him. I enjoy his work when he's
like
chubby.
Drew Carey.
We don't use the
Matt
word.
Drew Carey is much happier chubby. Person.
Jolly. Yeah. I like him better jolly.
Jolly, yeah. Sometimes when you got a guy and he does well and he's jolly, jolly is your thing.
Yeah, but
be jolly.
I think, look, he needed to do this for his defensive purpose, too. Is he going to make him a really good fielder? I'm not buying that. But he, look, first off, he can't be any worse. So any improvement.
Did he go to TB12?
It looks like he eats a lot of avocados. I'll tell you that.
Kyle Swallow went to TB12, but Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't get in.
Well, so to your point, Corey, let me turn around that way for you, Matt. Because there's two parts. Well, one is the effect of this. The other part of it is, can he still hit lefties? I mean, that's the biggest thing. He still can't do that so far to this date. And everybody keeps talking about, well, give him a chance, give him a chance, give him a chance. He's had opportunities. He can't hit lefties for the life of him right now. Maybe that'll change, but I don't know if the weight's going to have anything to do with that. And then the second part of that question for you, Matt, which is more about the weight. If he loses 5 home runs but gains 8 steals, is that going to be okay with you? Because, like, what if he does lose a little bit of power?
Even if – put it this way. If he loses power, I still think he's a 30 home run guy. But if he gets you 12 to 15 steals or something like that, say he can run now, that's a major boom, especially that everybody's, like, you know, paying up for stolen bases and stuff. So I agree. The biggest issue he has is left-handed hitting. But I'm going to go with the fact that he's still young. And missing that year, I can't discount that. That's a major loss in his development. So, you know.
Over under 241 average.
Oh, I'll take the over confidently.
How far?
I'll go over 250. That's
really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because right now that's where I had him. That's 241 because my concern is, like, I actually have him playing almost the full season, but 241 is because of the drop. Like, I think if he only had 400 at bats and missed a lot of lefties, you could get that average up to 260, 270. My concern is that he plays the full season. They do let him face lefties, and then that average drops to 240.
Yeah, he's got to make a correction there. I think he's a good enough hitter. I'm not saying he's ever going to be great against left-handers. That's not what I'm saying. I think he can get it better. I mean, he's really bad. So there is,
Corey,
some hope.
Yo.
We got a new word for fat people from Ron.
Uh-oh, okay, what is it?
Gravitationally challenged.
I like that.
Yeah, because you shouldn't say fat.
Okay. I apologize for saying fat. I meant it in the PHAT.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's, we like that.
I really didn't, but
we like that.
I'm going to run with that one.
Is chubby really that much better?
Chubby is body shaming. It's body shaming.
You say it's a negative thing.
No, but sometimes...
My mom told me I was too fat to wear a sweater. I was like, what?
Yeah, whatever. All right, we're hitting a break. We're coming back. We're going to talk about Sam Darnold. He's not chubby, fat, or jolly, or whatever. It's Jake, Corey, and Matt.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Back on Fantasy Sports Today, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Fantasy Sports Network.
Wait.
You're watching us. What?
What is this? I'm sorry, Jake, but is this from Beverly Hills Cop?
I don't think it's Beverly Hills Cop. I'm trying to. I should know what this is from.
Van Halen.
Oh, this is Van Halen.
Oh, it is Van. Yeah, high.
Dreams.
Yeah,
Dreams.
We know. Sammy,
I didn't know that.
Sammy Hagar.
Chris told me.
Is this 5150?
I thought this was.
No,
Dreams. Dreams by
I'm saying the album. Wasn't that the album?
I don't know. Oh.
Chris said correct. It is 5150.
Yes. This was actually a good album.
Oh, okay, cool. Shout out to Van Halen. I thought it was from the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack. That's what it sounded like to me.
Speaking of winning, so I can get back to my thing, Corey.
Thank you.
You can create the ultimate Dynasty Keeper redraft fantasy league using Fantrax free commissioner product. Find out how it feels to have the deepest player pool, multi-team trades, plus player salary and contract options at your fingertips, all which are fully customizable. And with Fantrax Treasurer, you can set league entry fees and safely distribute payouts without a third party, so you don't have to track down owners for payments. The best part, there's no break in the action. Once the regular season ends, Fantrax leagues are immediately open for the next season. Find out why Fantrax is the home of fantasy sports and check out Fantrax.com today. Also this week, special promo code AL, A-L. Sign up for a chance to win 10 private consultations with Fantasy Baseball Hour host Al Melchior, valued at over $100 for you guys. So,
Hold on one second.
Al get to do
it. How many times do you watch you and hold on?
No. I'm sorry, Jake. You get
the next hour, Corey.
My bad, Jake. Al is getting what is Al doing again? What are they giving away? But Al Melchior,
10 free consultations with him.
I hope he's getting paid for that.
No, that's the point. That's valued at $109.
Okay, good. So the people are taking care of Al Melchior for these consultations,
I'm
right?
I'm sure somehow, some way. I will be on Al's show tomorrow.
The other consultations, these are the ones you can win for free, Corey.
Okay, but it's probably somewhere in the back end of his deal where he's not just doing this for free, right?
I don't know. I'm not Al Melchior. I'm not his
agent. I'm sure Al is either getting like a free league or something. He's getting financially
compensated
in some way.
All right.
I would assume.
When you go on the show tomorrow, ask him.
No, I'm not going to ask him.
Nando Thursday.
Oh, that's right.
Well, tomorrow's Wednesday.
Okay, tomorrow's Wednesday, and then Nando do Nando. Is Nando Thursday still
I'm not
thing?
Doing the whole hour. I'm going to do like a second.
No thing. Okay, I don't know cool. if it's every, I don't know if he's guaranteed, but I think he's been on there every Thursday so far.
Nice.
Go he ahead. Was on there with Scott White, CBS.
Oh, that's week. The dude that he came in second in that mixed Tout Wars draft that I was in last year.
Scott White. I saw he picked 12. Did you see? I saw that. That was his draft spot that he picked.
Yeah,
12?
He picked 12. Maybe he thought it was a 12 team league.
He said he wanted one of the big four. It's kind of odd. Every year I've pushed taking a pitcher in the first round. I've taken Kershaw one overall. Yeah. So far this year, I did in this last draft I'm doing, which is one of my bigger ones, I did start off Stanton at 8, and I went Strasburg. It was between Strasburg and Syndergaard, and then in the third round, Syndergaard was one pick away from me. That would have been nice, Strasburg.
So
Syndergaard.
If you had the second choice, Matt, what spot would you have picked?
See,
I mean, we know number one is always going to be number one.
Yeah,
everybody's always taking Mike Trout.
I've been drafted at the back end, and I really like it, but once we go live, I think I want to have one of the upper tier pitchers have a shot at, you know, maybe a Syndergaard, if not him, or DeGrom, Carrasco types. And if you pick in the middle in the drafts, in the 15 teamers I do, those guys are going to be gone in the third round. So I'm kind of leaning back more towards the first round. It's tough because I wouldn't mind starting Trey Turner. You know, I really wouldn't. More
that's,
and more
that's,
we get
I
closer.
Think my cutoff would be like fourth. So I could get, like, hopefully Turner. If Turner goes third, then you're like, oh, well, I got Altuve. Big deal. You know, so that's where I would have went.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't really mind 8, 10. I do like picking late, but I think Correa is going to move up a bit. So if you want Correa, I think, you know, maybe he was going 13, 14. I think he should be more like number 10 if you want him in the next couple of weeks.
I mean, pick a 12th, you might get Goldschmidt at this point with everybody panicking.
Yeah, what I did find odd, I was looking at it just before the show started, and since February 17th, so about 10 days we're looking at, Goldschmidt still has an ADP of 5 in the NFBC. Hmm. I thought he would have. I've seen him go like 12th and stuff. I've seen people post that, but his overall ADP in 56 drafts with 15 and 12s combined and even 10s, his ADP is still 5, so I thought he would definitely have fallen further.
Yeah, I thought he would dip further, too. By the way, speaking of DeGrom, busy day for the Mets. So Jay Bruce is going to make his debut today. Tim Tebow is listed as an extra because he's dealing with his ankle. No. Cespedes is dealing with a mild shoulder soreness, and he's going to be out. Jacob DeGrom is experiencing lower back stiffness, so... Hey, Mets are kicking things off just like we always remember.
Yep. That is the Mets and the medical report. You know, it's
hand we could probably have a segment of that every day.
We should do that.
Dr. A should become the team doctor.
Dr. A, shoot.
He doesn't have enough time.
It's not enough.
Movies practice up here?
It's not enough money.
Well, he's got enough people. He's got Virginia. He's got Tracy. He's got a whole staff.
Dr. A make a lot of money, though. You see what I'm saying? I don't know if the Mets...
What do you think you make as a... Well, it's the Mets. That's right. It is the Mets.
That's true.
So
Mets might try to low...
That may be a pay cut for
they
Dr.
might try to
a.
lowball Dr. A.
He might not be going to Europe
and
every other month.
And then he can't go to Europe every other month either. Him and Greg can't take these rich guy vacations every other month if he worked for the Mets, because if he worked for the Mets, he's going to be in the office.
You can get the Bobby Bonilla deal. Just tell him you don't want to get paid all right now. You're going to get paid for the next 20 years. There you go.
Shout out to Dr. A.
He'll be set for life. We'll have to ask him, too. Marcus Stroman already dealing with right shoulder inflammation, and now his opening day is in question.
Wow.
So, yeah. You don't have Stroman on your teams yet, do you, Matt?
Maybe I have one share, and it's a shame because he's a guy that you get like later on that I would have no problem taking, even pitching. If you're expecting a 370 like ish on average, he's going to give you the 200 innings, but, you know, this is not what you want to hear, so... That just changes the whole equation for him.
Well, speaking of hearing, tell me that I missed this. So tell me the whole thing on Mayock yesterday with Sam Darnold. I missed that.
I saw the tweet, and he was like, he's number one. Somebody, like, quoted his thing, and they were saying, Mayock has Sam Darnold number one on his board, and here's some reasons. He can play in all 32 cities. He can play indoor and outdoor. And I was like, okay, I mean, that shouldn't be the bar. I know Pro Football Focus, I know the fantasy exec has been pushing Baker Mayfield, and I'm kind of leaning that route. But I think there's three quarterbacks I'd love to get in Mayfield, Darnell, or maybe even Rosen. Maybe I even push Rosen in there, because I don't think he's going to be the sexy kind of guy, but I think he'll be a proficient pro.
You want a Jackson guy?
I don't know if I'm putting him up there. I mean, he's going to go in the first round, but I don't know if I could put him.
I am a Jackson guy on talent. There's a couple things with Jackson.
He's got to go in the right. Would you say he's got to go like? He needs the right team. I'd want to see him, and I want to not get rushed. I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but
well, he definitely can't be rushed because he still needs to learn to read a field better. 100%. He still hasn't fully learned to read defenses and learned how to adjust his offense and things like that. So that's one. Two is he needs to go somewhere where either they make him build some muscle on him or understand that he might be Michael Vick and you're going to get 5 years and then he's going to be dead. I mean, like, that's really what it is. I mean, there's all kidding aside, is there's a reason Cam Newton's lasted this long, and look at how many shots Cam Newton's taken. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jameis Winston doesn't run as much as Cam Newton, but bigger guy. I mean, all these quarterbacks, Andrew Luck, I mean, he's a running quarterback to a degree, and he even got hurt. You know, so the fact is you just can't run this much and not expect to get hurt at the NFL level. Lamar Jackson is losing about 40 pounds, if not more, to Cam Newton. He's going to, like, look at Michael Vick. He's going to end up getting killed at the NFL level. That's my biggest concern. It's not even his talent. It's just the fact of how long you're going to have him.
Yeah, and see, but they want him to be a wide receiver, though.
I don't think that.
That was one person speaking out of his, you know what.
Yeah, I think he's so much more talented than, say, Kaiser. But I don't want to see him in a situation where
he's
on a bad team. He's thrown right in there. Yeah. I think it's really, if you take him, you need to have that quarterback whisper.
I hate to jump off topic, but let me ask you all this. If you're Jacksonville, do you take him at the end of the first?
If he was there at the end of the first for Jacksonville, I would do that. I would strongly consider that.
All right. But I think, I mean, they might also be looking, it depends on what they want for their system, too. They might consider Mason Rudolph. It kind of depends on what they want. It comes down to, like Matt said before, is the fit of the quarterback to the team, too. And you got to see, you know, there's a whole different strategy when you have an offensive line that's athletic enough to keep up with the quarterback as well. Like, you don't want bunch of plodding stalwarts at the offensive line if you got somebody who's going to take off as much as he is. So you got to figure what the team fit is. But to go back to Darnold real quick, I kind of look. To you, to Matt, I kind of understand where he's saying where he can play in all 32 cities because of his arm and the cold weather, and I think that's kind of what he's trying to get at. But the same argument you can make for Josh Allen. Josh Allen's coming from Wyoming. He threw the ball from his knees on the 50-yard line and hit the goalpost. That doesn't make me like Josh Allen more and put him at the top of my draft class just because he can play in all 32 cities. I think more of anything, he's just saying, I don't know. I get what his point is. I just don't think it's that big of a factor when it comes to the draft.
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting. I mean, I'm not a Giant fan. I know you are. If I'm a Giant fan, though, I would want, if I think one of these quarterbacks are the future, why not just to be able to make that transition and not have to search for a quarterback? Because, I mean, you're hoping you're never in this situation again where you're picking 1-2.
Well, that's what I said at the beginning of the year, man. I made jokes with my buddies at the beginning of the year when Odell Beckham got hurt. I actually said, we can be the Peyton Manning Colts. We go from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck.
There's no Andrew Luck in this draft, though. See, that's the thing about it.
No, there's potentially four.
Ah, man. Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, y'all can have the rest of them. I'm not fooling with
not
the rest
Lamar
of them.
Jackson. Baker Mayfield, Rosen, Darnold. I wouldn't say it, Allen.
The Darnold guy, I saw him play, and he looked terrible.
I wouldn't give up on that. I think that kid, look, we've seen guys in college put up big numbers and be terrible in the pros.
True. Just to be smarter with the ball. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to wrap up hour one of Fantasy Sports Today. Get ready for Corey to take over hour number two. So don't go anywhere. It's Jake. It is Matt. It is Corey.
How's it going in there?
5 more minutes.
Okay, let's play a game. 2 truths, 1 lie. We're not going to be late to the party. In the time you've taken to get ready, you could have been on your way to saving a life. And I'm wearing that tie you hate.
We're not going to be late. We're 10 minutes away. You wouldn't dare wear that tie. And I can't save a life. I'm not a firefighter.
Actually, I swabbed my cheeks last week.
It takes less than a minute to get your cheek swabs. Register at dkms.org and you can be a superhero by helping someone out.
Final segment of FST for hour number one. Hour number two is coming up. A hand that reins over to Corey as he takes control of hour number two so we can talk Cowboys, I'm assuming, for the entire hour.
It's Corey. Well done, Bavona.
Yeah, good song choice. By the way, another good choice for you guys real quick. You want to go over to fantasyfactor.com. Nice casual recreational site for you guys if you're trying to get involved in DFS. Give it a try for sure. Flatter prize pools, smaller fields, and single entry contest only. Single entry contest only. That's right. You don't have to worry about people putting 150 lineups against you. Go over and check them out. NHL and NBA free rolls every single week. FantasyFactor.com is a great site, so check them out. Matt, I want to come back to something we were saying because we were talking about the quarterbacks, and Corey too, obviously. We were talking about the quarterbacks and even could turn into Andrew Luck, that type of stuff. I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday, but Trent Dilfer came out and actually said Josh Rosen, so his exact little quote was Josh Rosen will crush New York. And what he was saying was the first time he ever interacted with Josh Rosen, this quote was, we were both equal a-holes. He didn't like to be coached, and I didn't like coaching guys who didn't want to be coached. It didn't go well. I liked him. I saw the genius in him. I saw the talent, the potential. I was just frustrated that he wasn't more receptive to it. And he goes on in his interview, and he's talking about the fact that Rosen, he compared to Aaron Rodgers, and the fact that he wants new information. He wants a high level of coaching every single day. As in, he doesn't want to be coming and told the same old every single day because he's so much smarter than the other quarterbacks. This is what Dilfer is saying. And once you come to learn that about Rosen, you can treat him that way and understand that he's not really a jerk, that he's not really an a-hole. It's just he commands a lot of his coach as he does from his own play. So does that make you turn your opinion a little bit on Josh Rosen anymore? Or does the fact that maybe he's ornery like Aaron Rodgers kind of say, you know what, I don't want to deal with somebody who's that cranky on my team all the time?
Here's the thing about it is, Josh Rosen, you ain't done nothing. You don't get to come into place and set the tone. You haven't won nothing, not one single NFL game. You haven't even taken one snap in this league. I don't want to hear about Josh Rosen coming in here setting the tone and what he want to do. No. Get in line, get in tow. You have to be a coachable athlete in order to be successful.
There's a couple things.
Some audacity.
Well, maybe
Dilfer was saying he is coachable once you learn what he's looking for. He's not motivated. He's not getting it. I understand what Dilfer's trying to say, Corey. It's like if you came to somebody who had a PhD in mathematics and you came to try and talk about high school level algebra. Like, that's not going to motivate. Like, they don't want to hear that. They already know all that. His point was that you've got to go to his level and understand that he wants a ton of information, but he wants new and high-level information.
Yeah, okay. He's trying to go, like, next level is what I'm taking from it. And I don't think that's bad. He looks the part. He's got the arm, but I don't know. I really don't know how to value Josh Rosen. I've seen people put out there that, you know, whoever drafts him is going to lose their job in 2 years. But then you watch certain clips, it looks great. Certain clips, it looks terrible. But I mean, I want my quarterback to have somewhat of an attitude, and you can't be too much of a prick.
Yeah,
and you know,
Baker Mayfield. That
Trent Dilfer, you know, maybe he doesn't respect Trent Dilfer either, you know.
Well, here's the last part of it for you, Corey, to your point. So Dilfer said, what he learned at UCLA was no matter how good you are, there's still a giant mountain of information out there to take in and be great. He wasn't ready to hear that yet at Elite 11, whereas other kids aren't as successful and they don't have coaching at that stage. So they're like, yeah, tell me anything. And that was his point. It's like he doesn't need to hear the basics. He doesn't need to hear about making sure you identify the mic. He wants, like Matt just said, give me the high level stuff. Give me the, like, I want the elite level of information.
All right. So I hope if he can process that information and make it work on the field, and so be it. I just take, you know, you just can't come into a new job acting like you the man. You feel what I'm saying?
I'll say real quick, as a Bruin fan, I don't think he ever lived up to the talent and expectations, but it could have been what was around him, too.
All right.
That's fair. It'll be interesting to watch. We still got a whole month of getting ready for this and more for the NFL draft. But hour two of FST coming up next. Corey takes over. Jake Seeley, Matt Medica. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
I'm sitting up here waiting for Jake to say something. But it's not his turn to say something. He had the first hour, fantasy executive, driving hour number two of the program. So it's not really a whole lot going on, right? So you got a couple stories out there floating around and everything like that. I thought I was going to be late for work today, but I made it in decent time. So I'm thankful for that.
Unfortunately, you got a door slammed into you.
I got Maria Marino assaulted me this morning. I saw a beautiful lady walking to the train today when I started to follow her.
Did you see Heather Locklear?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Heather Locklear arrested for domestic violence, Corey.
I saw that.
She got arrested for domestic violence, and then an hour later, her boyfriend got a DUI.
They was going through it.
Her brother made the call. Like, they was, like, crazy.
She was fighting the arresting officers.
Yeah, she went, you know, she was
kicking and screaming.
She didn't get tased?
Might have. I mean, they might have at that point. Apparently, she was under the influence of something when they arrested her.
Yeah, and then he was, wow. So, who's her boyfriend? Heather Locklear.
I don't know.
Okay, her boyfriend's not like a superstar type
dude. I don't think so, because they would have probably mentioned the name.
Oh, yeah, they would have said his name. He's a regular citizen. Do you think celebrities should date regular citizens?
Sure, why not?
I'm all for that. What about you, Jake?
I think it's probably Chris Heiser.
Who is he?
Whoever that is. I don't know. Just Chris Heiser. That's his name.
All right. Well, she was with Richard Sambora for a while, right?
Who is this guy?
From Bon Jovi.
Oh, okay.
I actually think it would be easier for celebrities to date non-celebrities, because when you're celebrity and celebrity, you got conflicting schedules. You're always traveling in different directions. Whereas, you know, if you're dating a non-celebrity, the person could just keep coming with you. Like, if we were dating celebrities, we could take our radio stuff with us and keep doing it wherever we go.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not dating no celebrity, though.
Yeah,
Victoria Justice, give me a call.
Jake's available and he can travel with you.
Oh, what's that? I wanted to ask Jake. What's that new woman, like, I guess Marvel's doing it. Janet Jones or something? Ritter's in it, the girl Ritter. I like her.
Oh, Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones.
Yes,
I hate Kristen Ritter, so I can't watch
it. Oh, you don't like Kristen Ritter?
It's another movie.
No, I never have. Something about her, I just never have.
I'm a fan of the Black Irish. I was telling Corey that yesterday.
So didn't you watch you never watched the first season? Because this is the second season.
Oh, is it? No, I don't know. I never watched it. I don't have Netflix.
Oh, so go back and watch the first season.
You don't have Netflix?
Well, see, I'm an older guy. I don't, you know.
Everybody got Netflix, though.
I got cable.
What? I'm
paying like $200 a month in a cable bill.
You should get Netflix. Sign up for Netflix. You'll enjoy it. There's good stuff on Netflix. And then I wonder if you can get in trouble for giving somebody your Netflix login.
I think people do that.
Yeah.
You can't. Well, I mean, you also Netflix. Also, I think they have whether or not it's just one account or shared accounts. But then once you share, you can only share up to a certain amount anyway. So if you do, I think you can, but you can only share to a certain amount.
I share mine with my kids.
I'm still blown away how well that stock does.
Oh yeah, well,
they're in so much, like, they just keep taking the money. I understand why they got to make all this original programming.
Yeah,
but
They getting money.
No. The Sox doing real well.
They joked about that on South Park. That they just approve everything and anything. They're like, we had 11 programs next year, 117.
All right. When we come back, we're going to be talking about sports. That's all I can really tell you. I don't know which one. I don't know.
Montani, maybe?
I'm going to figure something out in the break. FST right here on the Fantasy Sports Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Blow the Whistle by E-40. You an E-40 guy, Jake?
Some.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
I left the door open.
Is this new?
This is old. I don't think he has any. Well, it's newer, yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Medica, you remember E-40?
No, I don't. I know UB40.
E40 was an old school rapper. He's from the Yay area, the Bay area, right? He'd be at all the Warrior games, sitting in the first row.
What? Choices?
Yeah, that one. E40. 40 Fonzarelli. He had like his own.
You and Dad.
I like the name 40 Fonzarelli.
You and Dad was on the radio all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, that was the jam too. I used to like that song. That was a good jam. Shout out to E-40. Shout out to the Golden State Warriors. They was in New York yesterday. They probably was out partying last night because they don't got to be in D.C. till tomorrow.
Voice.
Huh?
That's a very distinguishable voice. You know it's E-40.
Yeah, and he wrote some books, too.
Did he?
Can we give a shout out to that police dog from yesterday? That was some closing speed.
You can go ahead, Matt.
it was pretty great. You know, that guy was getting chased by the cops out in L.A. He got out of his car, started running. The cops pulled up, let the dog out, and that dog, you know,
got on his
seconds,
ass. Huh?
Yeah, within seconds. It was pretty impressive.
I don't ever want a police dog to jump on me.
Yeah, you don't like dogs.
No, I don't like dogs, period. So I'm particularly not going to like a police dog. I bought some baseball cards upstairs, so we'll open these up in a little bit.
See if we ever get those. Yeah. how about Tell Me When to Go, Matt? You remember that one? Tell Me When to Go.
That was a good one too, Jake. That was a good one. Tell Me When to Go. Then. It was hyphy. It was like the movement out there. It's crazy West Coast stuff. Him, Marshawn.
That was in the Def Jam fighting game too, Corey. That one I keep telling you.
That was in the Def Jam. I need to find a copy of this Def Jam fighting game. I need to find the one I had. I'm gonna send her a text message. B for Vendetta. V for Vendetta, that's right. My bad. I'm gonna see if she knows that Def Jam.
B for Vendetta, is that what you said?
Yeah. So this right here is the card of NBA star Paul George. So he played for Oklahoma City Thunder now. So yesterday, Paul George was complaining about how the OKC Thunder, their big three, they don't get the calls that other superstar players get. And this is how the NBA and the referees, this is how they get their problem. This is how they run into their issue. So now what's going to happen is it's going to be another questionable call. They're not going to get the call. And somebody's going to lash out at the referee and get a technical. Then later on in that same game, it's going to be a similar call and it's going to go the player's way. And that's the problem with the NBA and the officials and the players. Because they play this little cat and mouse game with each other, just like the Oklahoma City Thunder are doing right now. It's going to come to a head in the playoffs. But, Jake, I don't think that you should be going out there in the press conference after the game. Me and my homie superstars are not getting calls. That's BS.
When do you want them to do it?
Never.
Do it in private. No, because you've seen it work before. So if it's going to work,
Why not? I mean, you see people doing it on the court during the game all the time. It's kind of like, it's not just basketball. I mean, it's more prevalent in basketball than any of the other sports, but you see it in football too. You know, Tom Brady all the time, you know, watch for this guy, watch for this guy, watch for this guy. And then eventually, oh, they notice the call that they've overlooking the entire game. So the same thing, you know, this guy on the offensive line keeps grabbing me around the neck. You're missing it. That type of stuff. In basketball, you know, okay, we'll check him out. He keeps chugging my jersey a little bit as I go past him. And I think that's what it is more than anything. And if it's not happening in the game, you just draw attention to it. You get fined, but you know what? The next game, when they play, they might get a couple calls going their way.
There you go right there, man. Madika, it's just that it's a cat and mouse game with these officials and these players.
Well, I mean, you see what coaches do. Yeah. Especially like in college, you see how they work the refs throughout the games and stuff.
They also cheat.
But I mean, isn't that? I watch college. I used to watch college basketball a lot. I watched a lot more college football, and I've always had the inclination that the top athletes, boosters, are somehow helping them out. And I'm fine with it the way that it is. To be honest with you, I have no problem with a kid taking some money. If some rich dude in some state wants to give one of the athletes at his alma mater some cash. Or a new car to drive? I don't see a problem.
It's not in the rule book, but I don't see a problem with it either. All right, so we got some baseball cards up here. Where they at? Oh boy, here they go. I want to say I just had the damn baseball. Matt, what's up with our homeboy? Ohtani. What's going on with Ohtani? What's the deal with Shaheel Ohtani?
Shohei, excuse me.
Excuse me, Mister.
Well, I thought you were making it funny there with the heel, making him like a heel.
No. Joe Heel. Oh, okay. Shohei. What's his name? What's his first name?
Shohei.
Shohei Ohtani. How's he doing so far? Because he's already pitched and he's already hit too, right?
This is
going to be the next thing. Everybody's going to be doing this soon. You know that, right?
Well, you got to be talented enough to be able to do that.
I think
that
it's
too.
A kid in Compton that can do it right now too. That he's coming up through high school. I've been hearing little rumblings about him.
That'd be awesome. Look, I mean, I think all kids, before I go on the Ohtani thing, should be hitting and pitching. It shouldn't be like when you get to high school now, if you're a pitcher, you don't hit. I don't get it, and I think, you know, with bats, but that's another whole thing. But Ohtani pitched on Saturday. He gave up a home run and stuff, but you can see with the pitchers why there's all this excitement. I'm just going to be a little more on the low end on the innings pitched. But Jake, I don't know if you saw it. I did watch it. It was actually, they rebroadcasted it last night again at like midnight when I was getting ready for bed. And at the plate, you see the plate discipline he has. He was down 0-2. He got a walk. Then you see him getting hit up the middle. So, I mean, look, this is going to be fun. As a baseball fan, first and foremost, you have to be excited about this.
Jake.
Yeah, as a baseball fan.
This is not a gimmick.
No, it's not a gimmick at all. I still think the majority, like fantasy-wise, his value's in pitching. I don't think he's ever going to be somebody. Yeah, he's not going to be somebody that's like lighting the cover out there, tearing the cover off the ball and lighting things up when it comes to your batting line. He's not going to be somebody that you definitely want in your lineup as a hitter, mostly because maybe he bats two or three times a week at DH. That's why they're trying to get Pujols back at first base some more this year. But the fact is his hit tool is quality for his eye, but it's not like he's not – put it this way. If he played 150 games all at hitting – he's not hitting 25, 30 home runs. He's not stealing 25, 30 bases. He's just an all-around decent hitter. Probably somebody who probably hit, I don't know, 250, 260 for a year. So it's not like you're going to get a ton of fantasy value, but I think the bigger intrigue of this is, like Matt said, I'm more intrigued from the baseball perspective of it, just to watch him this season. When it comes to fantasy, I'm treating him like a pitcher. When it comes to baseball in real life, I'm interested to watch this outcome.
And the fact that he's 23 and he seems to have – he seems to have a plan here. He passed up a lot of money. If he would have waited one more year, he would have got paid a lot more. But in the grand scheme of things, I don't think it's anything because he's going to make all the money he wants to make.
He's going
to
get good money.
You know, between Japan and here, endorsements. And once this fresh contract's up, as long as he's healthy, he's going to break the bank then.
That commercial with the sumo wrestler ice skating. It's a brilliant commercial.
Yeah, what did you say? The baby bird or something? Yeah.
Have you seen this Geico commercial, Jake, with some wrestler figure skating? I love it.
I have issues with Geico right now, though.
Oh, well, that's Geico. They insure your car?
They tried to tell me. They tried to explain it off somehow how my insurance raised 40% in a year and a half, despite I've never done anything.
Oh, that sucks. I'm a Geico. Well, do you live with a lot of car thieves? You got a garage, though.
Yeah, it's in Virginia. They said supposedly they underestimated the number of accidents and severity of accidents in Virginia for the last 2 years. Because it went up 20% or like the end of last year. Yeah. Now it went up another 20%. And I'm like, okay, now it's 40%.
That's crazy. And sticking it to the working man. Look at Geico.
Same exact excuse.
I'll go opposite side here. As far as like New York, they've been the cheaper one for me.
Geico, when I lived in D.C., Geico was excellent for me. Yeah, everybody, we had Geico.
But like I said, if Jake's getting jacked up 40%.
It's common man. They're taking advantage of the common man.
In our you know, free enterprise system, there's other places to go. Jake can take his business.
I've been shopping around, that's for sure. The thing is, it's like, I would understand it if it wasn't 40%, and I would also understand if it went back down when they overestimated what the accident should be. Like, it can't only go up if you're estimating things.
That's right. How come they should give you a rebate if nothing don't happen too? That's ridiculous.
Right.
Geico's getting money. But that's what they do, and they make good commercials. We're gonna open up these baseball cards soon. Probably do that next segment though. I'm still shocked. First, back to Ohtani. Does he have a translator?
I'm sure he has one. He has to, you know, he has to have that. But I'm sure he can probably speak some pretty good English.
Does the team provide the translator, or do Ohtani bring his own translator with him?
I'm sure he brought his own somebody he's comfortable with.
Yeah.
Maybe the team's paying for it.
I'm quite sure the translator got to get something.
No, can't just live on.
I'm quite sure they probably get good money.
He ain't living off of Ohtani scraps.
Translator make good money.
Translator, he's like, you finished with that?
Translator
that looks good.
Translator be dating models. What's going on?
That'd be like the episode of Seinfeld. You remember that?
Nah, what happened in Seinfeld? Oh, this is a jam.
No, that was Friends. The translator ended up dating and leaving the guy, and he couldn't talk to her.
Crazy. That's a powerful position to be in, translator. This is Black Rob. Whoa, this was a jam.
Black Rob, I definitely know.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
One hit wonder Black Rob, but, you know.
No, he's got three.
When we come back, we're going to open up this pack of baseball cards, and I want to talk about Sean Miller one more time.
What? Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
It's a little reggae jam, right? Why not get up and close the damn door? Oh, this is E-40 reggae jam.
Oh, I gotta get some water. I went over there. There's no water.
What's going on? I'm so busy with stuff.
We all keep
over
forgetting
here.
Because for the last three breaks, I keep forgetting to turn the light a little bit towards me. I don't know why I keep forgetting to get up and do it.
It's because the commercials are so riveting inside the break.
Geico-esque.
Yes, very Geico-esque advertising being done. Is here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I got a whole bunch of cards. I'm gonna open up this one right here. I still can't get over the fact that Sean Miller was his own like bag man. This is amazing to me. If you are recruiting a player illegally and you're going to give him $100,000 in cash, wire to his mother's bank account, right, or his pop or whoever. When you decide to make this decision with the boosters or the organization, the people, whoever you're getting this money from, because I'm quite sure it's not money coming from Sean Miller pocket. When they say, okay, listen, we're going to give him the 100K. Then they say, make the call. I'm the damn head coach. I'm not going to make the call. Why is Sean Miller making the call?
Why are you making a call, period?
Well, Jake, this is
why are you talking on the phone?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Send somebody to the lady house. A telegraph. I don't know how you do this.
Meet me at Starbucks.
Meet me at Starbucks. Put it in a brown.
If I worked somewhere else, Corey, and I was trying to like recruit you and Matt, I would be like, hey, let's pick up the phone and chat and send text messages. I'd be like, hey, let's go get lunch.
It doesn't make let's go get lunch and be discussing. It's a take the brown paper bag from underneath the mattress, put it in your jacket, walk to Starbucks. Don't do it yourself. Get somebody you trust to do it. Don't do it yourself. Maybe you have some cameras or something, monitor that person. Somebody you trust with the money. Deliver the package and that's it. And Sean Miller, what happens then, Sean Miller, is when the bleep hits the fan, you can be like, I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But when they have you on the tape, Sean Miller.
I'm going to go leave it in the bathroom.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, that's what they do with pretty much all or most presidencies. They always say it never got to the president, so the president could always deny.
Exactly. I learned that watching House of Cards. Like, Mr. President,
yeah,
if I bring you in.
Plausible deniability.
As the president, if I bring you in on this one, trust me, it's not going to be good, so you don't need to know about this.
You can posthumously be plausibly
That's a tough one right there. Plausible deniability. All right, I'm opening up these. Man, you a baseball card guy growing up?
When I was a kid, I used to get them. My dad got really into it and stuff, and I don't know. I got like a whole bunch of cards at my in my aunt's basement somewhere. I stored them there. But
I had a whole bunch. I was a big baseball card
I wasn't going
guy.
Through all of them. There was just so many and stuff.
I was a big baseball card guy. My mom threw most of them joints away, though. We used to get them, like, wherever I could pick up a pack of baseball cards, I'd pick them up. And then we used to even go to, like, the store to buy the whole joint, much like this. Oh, look at this. Wait a minute.
Oh, the entire box that just had them. So
the whole set. So then you can just
That's what I usually got that as a Christmas present, because the thing was just like, why are you buying packs all year long? Because then you double up on so many play. Like, just go buy the entire thing.
You a card guy too, huh, Jake?
Yeah, I still have. I have a box of them upstairs.
I wonder why my mother was the only mother to throw out the baseball
card. No, my mom throws everything out.
Oh, okay.
My mom is not like, you know, I'm clutter and stuff.
Maybe I was raised
wrong. No, I kept mine, and I kept them until I moved out and everything like that.
Oh, see, Jake, you were responsible. See, me, the day with Joyce was just all over the place. You know what I mean? I wasn't cleaning
up.
No,
I even got there's this little container one that was the shape of a baseball, and you open it up, and there's actual, like, slots for it.
Oh, that's a nice one.
For the number of teams, so you could actually put the teams in each one.
That's fancy right there. Jake was doing it real big.
It was plastic. It wasn't that fancy.
It's better than being thrown on the floor. Now, look at the new baseball cards. They have your Twitter on the back and your Instagram on the back. Look at this, man.
That's smart.
Can you shut the door for us, please, if you get a chance? Thank you. I'm sorry. The door is open. No, she did a little shimmy, too.
So yeah. She's just good.
Frightening.
She smiled at you.
It's not going to happen.
You should have got Maria to close the door.
I know. Thank you. She busted it earlier. And look at this. Jake, did you notice that they have... I'm showing Jake the card like Jake is really over there for real. Jake, they got your Twitter. Somebody get a close-up over this.
But that's cool, though.
They got your Twitter and your Instagram on the back of the baseball card.
Well, how are fantasy baseball fans not going to be... They need to be able to yell at the players.
Exactly. So you can tweet your information.
Please don't ever do that. Please
You know we get... You could tweet... keep the camera on me. You can tweet your information, and then if you want to drop... a like on their Instagram. Look at this. This is the good people at Topps are doing a good job. Now let's talk.
Nando must not be in the control of the camera, or he would have zoomed in, because he zooms in on Florio all the time.
Yeah, Nando's down there working, and one of the young boys is on the camera. So this is baseball card Jacob Brandon Phillips. That dude BP. If you want to follow him on Instagram,
that's his Instagram.
Actually,
that dude BP.
Yeah,
he's actually a good Twitter follow.
Yeah, yes he is. And he was on my Tout Wars team last year for a good minute. Brandon Phillips, second baseman. Brandon Phillips, Jake, does he have anything left in the tank for fantasy purposes?
No,
it's over, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
is he even on a team?
He's not on a team right now.
Oh, he's not.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a guy last year I did want to own. And he was better than Dansby Swanson. I'll say that. But, I mean, I don't know. Unless he signs somewhere, what's really his upside anymore? I mean, he's getting old, you know, at some point in time.
Sorry about that.
Speaking of which, Matt, we're not talking about this. You realize Moustakas and Lance Lynn are still out there?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Especially the Moustakas thing. I'm like, really? But even Lance Lynn, you would think, you know, how much pitching is needed these days.
Yeah.
Who's the other pitcher? Is there another pitcher? I mean, not that he's great, but
Arrieta.
Oh yeah, Arrieta too. But
Arrieta,
see that?
Moustakas is just like, seriously, like Arrieta.
Arrieta's trying to get a lot of money, so I can see.
I don't
that.
Blame him.
Are you talking about Alex Cobb too?
Yeah, Alex Cobb. If that was true, what the Cubs offered him, and he turned it down, saying he wanted $20 million.
That's obvious why he doesn't have a job.
That's insane.
But Mike Napoli signed today, but he signed to a minor league deal.
Mike Napoli. 190, you know, 30 homers.
Nah, he's on the Indians minor league deal. He might not even be with the team.
Good clubhouse guy, though.
Yeah. You need players like that. Do you understand? The clubhouse guys are very important to teams. All right, Koji Uehara. If you want, he doesn't have an Instagram.
Uehara.
Uehara. Thank you, Jake. He doesn't have an Instagram, but if you want to follow him on Twitter, it's at Team Uehara. It's Uehara. All right, Matt.
Nothing.
No, zero. All right.
Put yeah, no, his ship is sailed.
A couple of years ago, you were hoping he could take over the closer role, but that was it. That was before Kimbrel got there, and that was
over.
Separate.
Sorry about that, Mr. Uehara. Up next, this guy right here, we're going to talk about him. I know we're going to talk about him because I heard y'all talk about him before. He don't have no Twitter or no Instagram. Oh, boy. His name is Cesar Hernandez. He's a second baseman for the Philadelphia Phillies.
I hope he sucks early.
Why?
Because he was Kingery.
Oh, really? You want somebody?
I want the rookie that's going to come up and take his job.
So I was talking to Florio the other night, and they was like, this guy's good. Because I'm looking for the slow draft I'm in right now. I'm going to need a second baseman soon. And Florio was like, you can get Cesar Hernandez later.
I actually think he's a decent value. Unless he bombs, like Matt said. But the fact is, I mean, you're talking about somebody who can score 70, 80 runs, get about 40 RBI, hit 12, 15 home runs. So I think he's undervalued. But, like, he could definitely bomb. I mean, he didn't play very well last year. He could keep trending in that direction. And then Matt's right. Kingery's going to take over. They keep moving Kingery around already through spring training. They're trying to find places for him to play.
What's so special about Kingery?
Well, he's supposed to be the second baseman in the future. He really took a step forward in the minors last year. He's got really good speed, and he's got pop. So for fantasy purposes, if you can get a second baseman that can hit you double-digit homers and steal you 20-plus bases, that's always a nice find.
You're going to need players like that. This one, this guy right here, this card right here, I'm going to keep this one from my Washington Nationals. He is the man that's going in the top five of fantasy baseball drafts right now. His name is Trey Turner. I like the fact that
his name is Trey.
Yeah, I like that. Where's Trey Turner?
I got Trey Turner too, Corey.
Oh, really? Is it the same one? No, it's a different one. Yeah, it's a different one. That's cool, Trey Turner. He's this one right here.
I like the action.
It's the action. This is the action photo. He's looked like he's throwing across the diamond.
Are the ones you have tops?
Yeah, these are tops.
I got the tops from last year. Let's see Trey Turner. Does he have? Oh yeah, he's got his Instagram and Twitter on the back of this one too.
They started doing this last year. I did not know about this. His
Instagram is TV Turner.
His Instagram is TV Turner. I'm gonna go to his Instagram and see if he had a girlfriend.
Instagram real quick. Did you see what happened last week? How crazy that was.
When
Kylie Jenner basically said she hasn't used Instagram in a long time, and the stock went down.
That was Snapchat.
That was Snapchat? Okay, sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
So then but it's still whatever. Snapchat. She said she hadn't used Snapchat in a long time, and the stock lost, you know, like $1.8 billion.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm signing her up. Oh, hey, listen, the first picture is Trey Turner and his girlfriend. Look like they're about to get married. Mia Moore. I want to see. It's a black and white picture, though. Here you go, right here. If you go to TV Turner, he has a nice looking girlfriend. Well, he's a major league baseball player.
That's like in Moneyball when the scout says you see his girlfriend.
Yeah.
If you don't, you know.
Yeah. He is a nice looking girl. Clearly, he's a major league baseball player. So shout out to him, Trey Turner. He loves this woman, too. He's at a DC football game, him and his girlfriend. He go everywhere with his girlfriend. How old is he?
He's got to be young, 24.
24.
That's real young to be booed up like this all the time. Really? This man, every pitch, he's in every picture.
Yep, he's 24. We were right, Matt. 24. He turns 25 in June.
Well, good luck to them. Looks like they're going to become the Turner family.
A good woman is hard to find, Corey.
Yeah, you're right about that, man.
He's a little bit of a goofy face grin looking, too. So kudos to him.
Yeah. She's in every other picture. If you want to. Oh, this is his mom right here. This is nice. Oh, he got the pink. He got some pink Under Armour joints. I guess that's for Mother's Day, yeah. Nice. Trey Turner. TV Turner. We put him over here with the good people. When we come back, we'll continue to go through these cards and look at these players' girlfriends on Instagram. It's Fantasy Sports Today right here on FSTS.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device.
Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life isn't slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
How's it going?
Turn down for what? Trey Turner down for what? Trying. Oh, Jake, your color looks better when you turned the light on. You turned the light on in the break. You did something in the break because, like, it now.
I moved the light.
Oh, okay, because it's like a it's a glow coming out of the the home
the
studio.
Glow.
Yeah, it is. The Bavaro and David Wright looks good. The red is popping. Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah. I turned it a little bit. Like I said, it just needed to be adjusted. By the way, Sam Darnold's not going to throw at the combine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I wonder why not.
I don't think the throwing is a question. I think it's the fact of where he holds it. Actually, the throwing is a question for his throwing motion. Maybe that's why.
Maybe he's masking an injury.
What no, I think it's just anyway. The fact that people know that he holds the ball too. Basically, he holds the ball too low, and then it takes him the time. That's why he gets so many fumbles.
See, I don't.
They're swatting the ball out of his hand.
I don't like that when you go to the combine and be like, "I'm not going to do this." See what I'm saying? I want to see
just
the,
have
I,
a pro day.
I want. Well, go to the combine. But no, you need to be at the combine because there's agents at the combine and you talk to teams and stuff like that. You want to be in that environment. You want to be in that space.
McDaniels isn't going to be there.
Who, Josh?
Yeah, Josh McDaniels isn't going, apparently.
Well, he doesn't. Nobody don't want to see him. He's not a popular
He's
guy.
He's been ostracized.
He's been ostracized right now. But Bill Belichick would be there. He's the important one. Mr. Kraft would probably go. And they probably have some other the scouts go out there, important people.
No,
go
I don't
out
think
there.
Kraft was going to be there either. I think it was saying McDaniels and Kraft weren't going to be there.
Oh, they're going to be someplace. They're going to be someplace plotting to get rid of Belichick. They'll be chilling together that weekend. Year. Yeah, shout out to Mr. Kraft. They never tried to recoup any money from him. You want to battle with Jerry Jones? Battle with Jerry Jones. We're going to get into that in the next hour though. What are we talking about?
It says coaches always hang back. Bill Belichick and half the defensive coaches should go.
Bill Belichick and half the defensive coaches should go.
So it doesn't say anything about Kraft, so who knows?
All right, cool. I wonder why this kid's not. Matt, I got a problem with this kid not throwing. You going to say, well, you got three years of tape of me throwing in college?
I agree he should be there
throwing. Yeah.
If he's going to have his own pro day like some other players do, then I'm fine with it.
But then by that, he can slide down. Well, then again, maybe it's best that you don't throw because people that like you high right now without seeing you throw, they're going to be like, okay.
Somebody just tweeted the exact same thing I was saying. Chris Trapasso, who's an NFL draft evaluator, said same thing I just said. He said, Darnold not throwing to the combine, can't blame him. Ball jumps out of his hands, but it's unusual, elongated delivery. One of his biggest flaws would be under the microscope, Leninity. See? That's what I'm saying.
He's going to have to go under the microscope anyway at some point.
But it's easier once a team sold on you. They think they can fix it like the Tim Tebow. No, it's not as bad as Tim Tebow. But the fact is, like, he makes all the throws. He's got the power. He's got the arm. He's got the accuracy. He's got the anticipation. The only problem is the delivery. So that's something that somebody's going to either think they can fix or not think they can fix. Why exacerbate the situation?
I'm more curious to know if the Browns are going to go after Kirk Cousins. That's what I want. That'll make everything...
They're going to get A.J. McCarron. That's their guy, A.J. McCarron.
I think you're right there, but...
I can get McCarron and draft a quarterback.
Yeah, they can do that, too. And go sign Colt
draft
McCoy.
Draft McCarron. Then they draft Barkley at number one, and they draft the quarterback at number four, and the Browns go to Browns.
And then they have a squad.
See, I don't think the Browns are that far. Say they sign Cousins, and you have those two picks. You can trade one of them and get multiple more picks there, too. Or just use those two picks. Say you got, like, Barkley and Fitzpatrick or something. I don't know.
I'm down with it.
I don't think the defense was that bad. Yeah. I think the defense was just on the field all the damn time.
They're
going
to figure out a
bad
way
situation.
To put it together. Back to baseball cards. One of my guys from my Tout Wars team last year, my first pick in my Tout Wars team. Charlie Blackman. Nice beard. No Instagram information, so we can't look at his girlfriend.
Why don't you start looking at the back?
I know,
start
right?
Look at the back to see if they have Instagram and everybody other.
Jake, the next guy is a player that we don't talk about no more, but son is still a beast. Is my man, Robbie Cano, don't you know? Robinson Cano, I think, is being overlooked, and he's probably still the best second baseman in baseball.
He's not the best second baseman in baseball.
He's not?
He's not even top five.
Sleeping on Robinson Cano.
No, I'm not. Robinson Cano is sleeping on what he used to do. That's what it is.
Well, Robinson Cano numbers, I'm sure his numbers are the same. This is
80, 25, 90. He used to be better than that.
So where is Cano? I think he's going like around the pick 80-ish, something.
And see, what second baseman off the board is Robinson Cano?
Seven.
I love it.
Would be my guess.
Oh, okay, let me go to position then.
Because Robinson Cano,
you got Jose Altuve, Jose Ramirez, Dozier, Daniel Murphy. Hey, so Scope, D. Gordon, and what is Merrifield going in front
of?
Yeah,
Whit Merrifield.
So there you go.
Who the hell is Whit Merrifield?
The stolen bases.
Somebody with 15 and 30.
Okay, so he's the stolen hit bases.
Home
okay,
to steal 30 bases.
And, like I said, the only reason I'll believe Merrifield can steal 30 bases again or something close to it is the way that team is set up right now, I don't see him not getting the at-bats in the playing time.
Robinson Cano don't steal bases, but Robinson Cano play 155 games.
He steals hearts.
Let's go to his Instagram. His Instagram's not on the back of the card.
I see you like these cards now.
I'm going to type his name in here.
He's got you.
Robinson Cano. Here we go. Let's see if he has. Oh, this is a picture of him and Santo Domingo. Here's he go working with kids in Santo Domingo. This is him and who's number 27 for the Astros?
Is that Altuve?
Short guy.
Yeah, it's Altuve.
Altuve. Here's the pictures of him at his party. Is thank you for 1 million followers. This is him and
Oh, look, he's had a great career. He's doing a lot for the community now. When he was a young Robbie Cano in the city, he liked to have fun. Robbie Cano was not coming home early. There was no curfew for a young Cano.
Robinson Cano got it done. But oh, here's the picture. Look at this. Robinson Cano and Des Bryant. Who knew? Two guys that I support on this program, supporter of Des Bryant.
I think he just moved up around.
Supporter of Robinson Cano. Here he is in a picture on his Instagram with Des Bryant. Robinson Cano is going to be on my Tout Wars team.
I'm
just
sure
like that. Robinson Cano is going to be on my Tout Wars team, Jake. I'm not. I don't want to hear that this is a bad idea.
Then I got nothing to say.
I wish you would have made a comment on that. You should get Robinson Cano on your Tout Wars team too, Jake. We just do it as a tandem.
Stolen
bases are not that important.
I'm a tout head to head with points. No, thank you.
Here's a picture of Robinson Cano and Al Horford. Robinson Cano know a lot of celebrity athletes. So that's about it.
Right. That guy in that
Rock Nation. Shout out to Rock Nation. That is his agency. Des Bryant's a Rock Nation dude too, and maybe Al Horford. Leonard Fournette's on Rock Nation. So is Juju Smith-Schuster. Saquon Barkley's a Rock Nation athlete also.
What about Chicago West?
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Kanye West is, like, played out. Next person to come out this pat, Matt Modica, is an outfielder for the Philadelphia Phillies. His name is Odubel Herrera.
Last year, that was one of Sussman's favorite
players.
This
was Sussman's guy last year, right?
That he didn't draft.
And he never drafted him. How did Odubel do last season?
This is your player, Corey. This is last year's trash, man.
Oh, really? He's a bounce back guy. So wait, how you got him ranked for the upcoming year, Jake?
I'm looking for where he is in my outfielders right now. I know I have him decently high given what happened last year because he was definitely a disappointment. He was in my bounce back hitters column this year.
Nice. We're trying to figure out his Instagram.
He's got an ADP
Odubel
206.
What do you think, Matt Modica? You buying in?
I have him as 40th in outfielders.
Where is he here? Am I buying in? Look, his price is really good. So at that price, I'm totally fine with it. Where he goes, I'll just give you some guys. Like, Conforto right now is going ahead of him. I love Conforto. I just can't take him this year. Now, you know, this shoulder's going to be all right. I don't know about that. So I would go with him over Conforto. Bradley Zimmer goes ahead of him. I guess if you need the. I think Zimmer's going to steal.
What's attractive
base.
About his game, Odubel Herrera?
Well, average. Some,
all
know,
around.
Yeah.
I got Herrera in front of Zimmer. Odubel Herrera's like 15. Yeah, good at 280 average, 15-15. And then I can tell you by project, I got him for 74 runs and 57 RBI. He's just a good all-around player. This is Matt remembers this. He was going as like an outfielder two last year.
No, yeah, he was like an eighth-round pick or something, right? Seventh-round pick.
He has blonde highlights in his dreads now. That seems to be a thing. So that's what he's doing. I'm on his Instagram.
Highlights, or are we talking like Odell Beckham?
Like Odell Beckham. Like his highlights, the locks are the regular, you know, dark black color, but then like the – no, he's got them highlighted. Kind of like Odell Beckham, yeah. You could say that, yeah.
So it's like all blonde or like – because highlights are just like portions of it.
It's
highlights
just,
aren't
okay,
like the
yeah,
entire
it's
hair.
Just portions of it.
Okay.
It's not like the – yeah, the whole bleach thing that – Was his nickname is Torito?
I don't know.
Torito. Nobody knew this.
I see it on their jersey, though. Torito.
Torito. So.
Yeah, those are highlights. Those are actually tips, Corey. Those are like frosted tips. Those are like guys where they used to do the.
You remember those? Yeah, that's your man, Jeff Manns.
I had blonde highlights. My whole head was blonde at one point. So.
He really? Did his beard, too.
Now, see, here's the thing, Jake. Some people beard grow like that. Maybe that's the natural hair on his beard.
No, you can tell. No, you can tell it's not.
Yeah.
No, he did the beard too.
You got knives in that picture?
And this is look like he's doing some yard work. He's cutting.
Oh,
head.
Okay. He's got clippers.
He's
I was
got
like,
cutting.
I thought
head.
He had like two knives. I was like, what is he? I thought he was Joe Pisapia.
He's Sean Miller. He does his work for himself. One more segment left to go in this hour. Coming up in hour number two, we're going to break down and talk some NFL football. Not hour number two, hour number three, the OT hour. I have a little concept I came up with to describe the NFL. Still got some more baseball cards. Having a good time rolling with you today, people. Looking at celebrity Instagrams, judging their outfits. Who knew Robinson Cano and Dez Bryant were besties?
Skick sneakers are...
Fantasy Sports Today.
Roger Goodell, you wrongfully suspend a player. This is a witch hunt for Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. He's like Vince McMahon. He know the draft is going to be in Dallas. He know people are going to come out and boo him full throat. And he wants to create this controversy. This don't even have to be a controversy. Do it in private. But no, the NFL and Roger Goodell want to make a big story of it. I'm sick and tired of Roger Goodell. Can we fire him and bring Adam Silver to run the NFL?
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Super Freak, Rick James.
I'm Rick James.
Yes. We've got your coverage. We've got your NFL coverage for you all year long on the Fantasy Sports Network. Catch the 3-hour 2018 NFL Combine Special hosted by Mike Blewett with College Football Today host Joe Lisi and Rich Sermonetto. Said that right. Providing way too much information on the Combine participants and Corey Parson providing fantasy analysis. That's me. This Wednesday, February. That is very awkward reading your own name.
So yeah, I told you.
This Wednesday, February 28th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern, on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube channel, rebroadcast and telecast of the telecast will air on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network until the Combine's conclusion on Sunday. And we don't just stop there. Listen to the Fantasy Football Frenzy with Corey Parson and Tony Sincotta every Thursday and Friday night during the offseason at 10 p.m., 7 p.m. Pacific, and on Sundays from noon at noon Eastern Time. It's MLB preseason on the field, but it's always NFL season here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So basically, I'm doing everything.
I can't wait to see the blazer.
So I got to wear a blazer, too. This is a big thing for me. I have to wear a blazer to this event.
Are you getting a little tightening up today?
Probably tomorrow. I got so much to do today, man. It's crazy. You know it only takes 1 minute to potentially save someone's life? No, seriously. 1 minute. That's how long it takes to swab your cheeks and join the donor list with DKMS. There are currently over 900,000 registered donors in the U.S., and we need more. There's an American diagnosed every 3 minutes with blood cancer. There can never be enough donors. For only $45, you can help DKMS register new bone marrow donors. DKMS donors save approximately 19 lives a day. We want to help. You want to help save one? Please, if you can, go to DKMS.org/FNTSY. So, shout out to the good people at DKMS, and make sure you check us out tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern on YouTube channel, and then the rebroadcast on the radio throughout the week. Me, Mike Blewett, Sermonello, Lisi, we gonna have on Sport Coach. We be breaking down the NFL Combine. That's all I got for you. I have a Sport Coach. Luckily, I put the Sport Coach in the cleaners just randomly. Like the other day, a couple weeks ago, I was going through the closet, whatever, getting some stuff done, and I was like, Sport Coat, I need to put it in the cleaners. I took it to the cleaners, and look at that. Look at God. Now the Sport Coat is ready for action.
Have you picked it up from the cleaners?
Yes, I did go get it. Okay. What do we got? Okay, baseball cards all over the place. Oh, these are the guys we didn't look at yet. This is good stuff right here. I don't know who this guy is. Tyler Molly.
He's a pitcher for the Reds.
Anything?
He's a guy for late. I know some people like him a little more. I'll take him in like the mid-20s and stuff like that. I think he's like a reserve round pick because he should be in that rotation. He looked pretty decent last year. I don't think he's going to get you strikeouts and stuff, but, you know, you're going to need some arms, so he's an option there, especially draft champions format.
What do you think, Jake? This guy, nothing to see here? Tyler Molly?
I don't know anything about him.
Yeah. Matt, just give us a breakdown of him, though. Yeah, but is your only social media Twitter?
Yes. I got as far as Facebook as like filling the stuff out years ago, but I never hit the button to do it. And I'm happy I haven't, because I really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand, what is it, Instagram? I can understand Twitter. I don't get Facebook. Unless you want to, like, you know, stalk your ex-girlfriends from, like, the past and stuff like that.
Let's do that. Let's do that in the break. Jake, you're not on Facebook no more either, are you?
No. Been a long time off there.
Why you get off Facebook, Jake?
Because no tolerance for it.
Not your thing?
All it is people trying to argue about stuff and post stupid pictures.
All right. So you got...
Twitter's better, though.
So, FST, the overtime hour is coming up. Going to try to do something interesting. I hope you like gangster movies. Everybody here like gangster movies? Gangster movie guy?
Sure.
All right.
I'm Italian. I have to.
Oh, well, there you go. When we come back, we talk a little gangster movies, but with a spin to it. It's FST right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.